Hello, I'm Denise Dinsai. Time for the Daily Market Wrap this Wednesday, May 15, 2024. Asian markets joined global equities higher on Wednesday on expectations U.S. inflation slowed in April. Adding to optimism, fresh comments from U.S. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell that their inflation outlook remains intact, keeping hopes of rate cuts this year. Here at home, Philippine shares closed in the red anew as traders await the central bank's policy decision on Thursday. Moody's Analytics, citing the weaker peso and elevated inflation, says the Banco Central could even delay its monetary easing to next year.
Rate cuts are only going to come to pass if we actually see the peso remaining steady and even seeing some sort of appreciation, as well as food prices continuing to come down and also on a sustained basis coming down.
Also, the latest MSCI quarterly review of stocks is out, showing ASIN Corporation in the list, while Cebu Air, SP New Energy, and Aboitiz Equity Ventures are out by May 31st.
We are in a holding pattern. 6-4 would be the base that we're trying to kind of create a better support. But over the long-term perspective, we are definitely beyond the pandemic lows, and we think that we are improving. Fundamentally, we are. The earnings are showing it. Now, a matter of being appreciated by investors in the stock market is a different thing, and that's what we're waiting for.
In corporate stories, the SM Group opens this Friday its latest mall in Caloocan. The 94,000 square meter mall is the third of its kind in the city and the first in the northern part of Caloocan. The C Family Small Chain says this is among the four branches it will open this year, aside from one in Mandaue, Cebu, in San Fernando, La Union, and in Lawag, Ilocos Norte. In earnings, Shell Philippines' first quarter net income zooms to 1.4 billion pesos on cost and supply chain efficiencies and inventory holding gains. Core earnings and net sales, however, were both down on weaker volumes. The local oil giant is also earmarking up to 3 billion pesos this year for capital expenditures. Next, Philinvest Development Corporation books 2.9 billion pesos in Q1 income. This was up 36% on strong contributions of its banking, power, and property segments. A-REIT's net income also jumping to 1.5 billion pesos. It also declared cash dividends of 56 centavos per outstanding common share. This is the highest since its IPO in 2020. Dividends are out on June 13th to shareholders on record as of May 28. As for Shakey's Pizza, net income fell 15% to 171 million on higher operating expenses due to investments in sales generating activities. System-wide sales, though, grew to 4.8 billion pesos. Finally, Security Bank's net profit rose to 2.6 billion pesos, driven by growth in its retail and MSME business. Revenues were also higher, while the bank's total assets expanded to 887 billion. And that is it for today's Market Edge. Don't forget to hit the follow button for the latest market action in the Philippines.